Play Ball, Little League Kicks Off, 2022 Season, by Andrew Alonzo. On Saturday, at College Park, 489 youth baseball players received a ceremonial introduction, including a parade in front of friends and family as part of opening day festivities for the 2022 Claremont Little League season. From the teenage players of the majors to the youngsters of the farm and T-ball divisions, each player and coach walked the baseline clockwise from first base while tipping their hats to family members and spectators, cheering them on from the bleachers. In total, 39 teams, including 39 managers and 78 coaches, were introduced by Claremont Little League president Jenny Ballesteros, after which the teams collected in the outfield. Ballesteros then called all of the 12-year-olds to the pitcher's mound to help younger players and newcomers recite the Little League Pledge. Next, members of the Claremont City Council took to the diamond to shake hands and take pictures with the All-Star teams of 2021, followed by Mayor Jed Liano throwing the first pitch to officially launch the 2022 season. Kanan Spenrad, a 10-year-old on the Major League Reds, said it was, quote, very hard not to play 2 years ago when his team was undefeated in the first four games before the pandemic ruined the 2020 season. Here's what Spenrad had to say about finally having a season.
Yeah, I like it because we finally get to play again and not sitting at home all day.
Spenrad shared he plays baseball mainly for one reason, to have fun, a sentiment that was widely shared amongst other players. He added that Little League taught him that baseball is not all about winning and losing, but about how much fun you had along the way. In the not-so-distant future, Spenrad hopes to play for an official Major League Baseball team, and added that he's a fan of many professional players, but Cody Bellinger is his favorite. With new batting cages at the park, along with stands, a fresh Claremont Little League logo, new team apparel, and faces, Ballesteros said there's a lot to look forward to this season. She's excited herself to witness the players grow as people and players.
People say practice makes perfect. I think practice makes progress, and that's something that you really see out here on the baseball field is from game one until game 20, the progress that we see is amazing. Baseball for me is about learning how to overcome adversity. There's going to be a lot of times when they're not going to get the call they want and they've got to keep plugging forward. And I think it's a good metaphor for life. Like, things aren't going to always go your way and you've got to come back up and you've got to try.
She also added that the competition is about the following.
You know, working hard, putting in effort, and always trying your best. And that's what the message that I hope the kids take from me as their president.
Though Ballesteros expressed disappointment about seeing some 12 and 13-year-old All-Stars age out this year, she's also excited to see who will come and take their place. Opening day concluded in the afternoon with minor league division teams playing games across College Park's three diamonds. In addition, hundreds of players and parents walked the park to purchase raffle tickets, classic Little League jerseys, and pulled pork sandwiches from the Patterson Family Run snack bar. It was a successful opening day that players and parents won't soon forget, especially after all that COVID-19 has put the program through over the last 2 years. In 2021, the pandemic upended CLL's opening day ceremony, but thankfully, the season was not canceled.
Last year when we started, our stands were closed. It's just nice to not have any COVID restrictions right now.
In 2021 also, six Claremont Little League All-Star teams played in the championship game of their respective division, according to Ballesteros. The 9-year-olds won their district title game, while the 8 and 11-year-olds were runners-up. The 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and juniors won postseason games that advanced them to the state championships for the first time in league history. According to Claremont Little League Vice President Oliver Weiler, the juniors ended last year's tournament with a state runner-up title. The 12-year-olds made it to the state quarterfinals and took fourth place. The 10-year-olds got knocked out after two games, but, quote, still did a great job battling through from district to section to the state tournament, Weiler said. CLL teams play in District 20. The 2022 season runs until May 7th, and then, on May 9th, the Claremont Little League City Tournament begins, with all-star drafts on Sunday, May 15th. For more information, visit www.claremontlittleleague.org. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.